Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Although credit unions have been able to provide mortgages for a few years, they only account for a fraction of the home loan market. My next guest thinks that credit unions offer a highly localized solution to home buyers because the big banks tend to adopt a computer says no attitude to those who may have had credit issues. But do the credit unions even have the money to lend if demand were to take off? And what role will they play when the new tax-efficient personal investment accounts are introduced at some stage next year? Helen Carberry is the Chief Executive of the Credit Union Development Association and sitting in front of me. Good morning, Helen.
Morning, Joe.
What does CUDA do?
CUDA is a Credit Union Development Association, rep and industry body. Its members manage around 30% of the sector assets. And we represent their voices in progressing innovation and growth in the credit union sector with our stakeholders.
Now, I have to ask, you represent 30%. The other percent is the other representative body for the credit unions. It sounds a little bit like the People's Front of Judea to me and the Judean People's Front. Why don't you have one clear voice?
Well, CUDA was set up around 23 years ago by a group of credit unions who wanted an alternative voice for a stronger pace of growth. And I think when you look over the last 20 years and the changes and the transformation of the credit union sector, I think that alternative voice, working together with the ISU on many initiatives, has worked. We've often been a catalyst for more ambitious ideas that have become mainstream. We have a more aligned membership voices. The ILCU have a broader range of voices that they have to account for.
Now, tell us, how many mortgages would you guys, would your members write? How many did they write last year?
Well, it's around 230 million a year they're writing, which at an average of around 200,000, 250,000, which has gone up to this year.
Right.
So the book is around a billion. So there's around 4,000 homes purchased. That's the current book, around 1.5% of the market. But we're really at the halfpenny place. So the lending limits have been increased significantly last year.
Yeah.
And I think that shows confidence in the sector, confidence in its capability. And a broader range of credit unions will be now offering mortgages.
So what is holding it back? Is it demand or is it supply of funds to provide these home loans?
Holding the sector back in terms of
why aren't you doing 2 billion, 3 billion, 4 billion?
Well, I think it was building the capability. You're coming from a base and building the confidence with your stakeholders. And also what's now going to happen, the two stages of expanding that market share is going to be broadening the participation.
Yeah.
So 70 credit unions got together last year to create a national brand, enable national advertising, et cetera, introduce a very innovative product, one of the most competitive variable rates on the market. Yes, it's a digital enablement, but also that kind of dedicated face-to-face when you need it. But this product has a very competitive variable with a capped fix, which is very interesting for a lot of people who are nervous in terms of rates.
What kind of rate would you offer for a fixed rate for a 3-year mortgage?
So there's varying rates. Every credit union sets their own rates.
What would be a typical rate?
In the national brand, which you'll see on bonkers.ie in terms of the comparison, is a 3.85% variable.
Okay.
And then it caps at 4.4 if the rates go up.
Okay. What sort of people would you guys lend to, the credit unions lend to, that wouldn't get money from the big banks?
Yeah, there is that perception that we're kind of lender of last resort, and we definitely would, I would dispute that. We started in niche, when we started to get our foothold in mortgages, we did do more the niche plays, some of the more difficult mortgages that required a lot more labour time. Credit-wise, they were still worthy, but from a retail banking point of view, the cost to serve was too high. That has changed. We are definitely competing across all segments in the mortgage market.
But it's not as if you lend to people with credit issues that wouldn't get money from the traditional big banks.
No, because, I mean, your local credit union is a cooperative. So you have an obligation to your savers and to your borrowers. So you cannot be lending in any lower standards than is right, because it's your savers' money. It's a cooperative.
I get that, but I thought it was localized lending, i.e. the fact that the customer might be personally known to the credit union was the advantage.
Well, I think the advantage, that is a big advantage. The advantage is you have somebody to talk to, the same person to talk to. The advantage is that the decision is made locally, not at headquarters. And I think the other advantage maybe that we don't play strong enough is that cooperative side, that actually the surplus in terms of the business of the credit union is then pumped back in to your local community. You know, whether that's community facilities, etc. So you're doing a mortgage, you're getting a personalized service, you're getting a competitive rate, and you're getting a speedy decision. And then also, any surplus of your credit union is not sent to a shareholder in the United States or whatever across Europe. So it's a win-win across the patch in terms of dealing with your local credit union.
I mentioned the personal savings accounts that the Taoiseach is going to introduce in the budget in the autumn. How will that figure for you guys? Where would you guys come in when it comes to these new tax efficient methods of saving or investing?
So CUDA is very supportive of that government initiative, helping people in terms of investing and making their money work for them. We're waiting to see the detail in terms of the account. So the detail is still to be decided. We're in conversations. We're also a member of FFSI, and we're linked in with various bodies to understand what the detail is. The detail hasn't been revealed. So it's not clear whether this is an account that can be offered directly by a credit union yet. We don't understand if it's going to be life wrapped, which has a different regulatory regime around it.
What
so
do
we're
you mean,
waiting to see.
Life wrapped.
So in a lot of funds that you have to invest, is actually a life policy you're investing in, which is actually linked into an investment and therefore can only be offered really by life companies. They have to hold it on their license. And then there's a different distribution and advice method.
Okay, but you're well placed to hopefully gain from these new accounts.
Well, as I said in the Oireachtas, the financial wellbeing journey is something that should be given, and we are well placed as number one trusted advisor, and people are fearful of this stuff and they don't understand.
Thanks for coming in, Helen. Thank you. That's Helen Carberry, the Chief Executive of the Credit Union Development Association.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Or CUDA.